Yep, just watch.
Okay. Now that's an equal right there.
You can't just
you can't force somebody to talk to you.
Exactly. That's very well put. I think that the guy or girl who is imposing this law or trying to impose this law is butthurt because they got ghosted because of their shitty fucking ass. Sometimes I feel like some that's such a feat. Yeah. So do it with the feet. I shoot and skeet. Yeah. No shake my hand or reach. I'll throw the beats. I go to sleep and show my reach. Ask for treats. Silent sweep. Fill my wrath to peace. It's my greed. Spinning round my head. Got Fred. Leave it red. Made it red. All the blood I bled. All the blood I'm breaking bread. Through a flood and now I'm dead. Hear a thud. It's time to shed. My outer shell went through a living hell. Now I'm here to dwell in my cell. Steady yells. All that you can spell. Made of a depressing cell. Haven't reached my perfect cell. Powered up. I don't feel well. Throwing up. I'm a f***ing tell. It should be my meat. All right, so before our family dog starts yelping and causes even more chaos than he's caused in the past 24 hours, we're going to get right on in with the episode. I know Kingsley's very energetic. Great to be here.
Right here. Currently 9:37 p.m.
Right here.
Last night, dog kept me all night by throwing up and shitting everywhere. Tried to treat him to a nice little bone, but I guess it upset his stomach and fuck me, right, for doing something nice.
And tell him what we came back to whenever we went to go get some McDonald's, went to go to Sam's. By the way, they close at 8 for everybody to know, because I didn't. That's fucking bullshit. But anyway, we came back and what happened to Prince?
He had this problem where he would dig underneath the fence and get out, so... The area where he was digging, I put rocks right there, and he's just like
big ass rocks, yeah. Enough for you to not be able to like get past. But what did he do?
So I guess he got pissed and was just like, "All right, I'm gonna show you." And let me tell you,
he showed us.
He fucking showed us. He, I don't know what he did. He had to go on like full sprint and just busted a hole through the fence and went in our neighbor's yard.
I know, dude. It's like a cartoon size hole. It's like Tom and Jerry running and then cutting a clear size, like square hole in a fence. So it's like two planks.
We got a nice little
visit.
Yeah, from our neighbors. And I mean, they're cool about it. They're nice. They're like, "Oh, he's sweet and everything like that. No worries." But then I'm just like, come on, dude.
Like, dude, you kept us up all night. He was cleaning your asshole, cleaning your other side. Shitting in kennels, shitting in the grass.
Dude, if he does it tonight, I might call off work tomorrow.
Yeah, I think from now on, don't get him any like flavored bones.
Yeah,
like plain ass fucking bones, because his stomach can't handle. Because I think this happened before in the apartment.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
It was from one of those.
I think it was because the place I sent him to get boarded gave him different dog food, and you're not supposed to like do that. You're supposed to give like portions of it if you're changing his food.
Yeah.
So it's like, yeah,
it was
a nightmare. Like you said before, it's like a war zone.
Yeah. Whenever you told me that this morning, it was very, very, very accurate. A war zone indeed. Is that your mom calling about bets?
She's like, what app do you bet on? It's legal now.
Wait, she said what? It's what now?
It's legal.
Oh my god,
we can do it now. I'm like, all right. Well, shout out to FanDuel.
Please sponsor us. Give us some free promos, some free down payments on some bets. Because I know the Saints are going to be whooping some fucking ass this year,
yeah,
bro.
Give us the inside scoop on some plays.
Yeah, just give us a little bit. It's like a 5-minute heads up. And then we can be 5 minutes richer than everybody else. But that goes to show. It doesn't really go to show anything. That's just a shitty transition into our intro. It's welcome to the Broke Knock Life podcast. It's episode number 92. 92 fucking episodes. It's fucking, it's ridiculous.
Damn, I missed the 69th.
You did. But you brought this channel and this whole, this empire, 18,000 views. So we can cut that out, and then I'll put my voice over your head, and then we can send it to Rigel. Shout out to Rigel. Him and King have a feud going right now. They're trying to battle each other.
I don't think it's a feud if you're winning, you know? It's more of him just trying to catch up.
There we have it right there. say less.
Little shots.
No, these are big shots. This is on the Broke Knock Life Empire platform. But yeah, we're going to go ahead and get right on in with the show. We have a Gramps basement. We have a revisitation to the Big C Don, the elevator wood nymph that teaches education to everybody. Has no social anxiety whatsoever. I strive. Not, actually, I don't really strive to be like him because it's insane. He's crazy. And then we're going to discuss this bill or law or idea that someone wants to pass in the Philippines that I think is the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard. I thought it was a joke. I thought it was like on the fucking Onion or some shit. And but yeah, I'll get fired up about that later. So let's go ahead and start the podcast and get right on in with the Gramps Basement. And usually, I order these TikToks. There's usually like 9 or 10 of them for Gramps Basement. I didn't order them. God, I was feeling frisky today. I know I'm trying to test my knowledge on the first like second of the video so I can give a background of it. I think I got it. So we're gonna go ahead and get on in with the Gramps Basement. it's gonna be a good one. I'll promise you that. I give you my word that it's gonna be a great one.
Spell red.
Red. L-S-T-E-R.
The most iconic opening known to man and womankind.
The most confident answer, the most confidently wrong answer that has ever been spoken.
Spell red.
Red. L-S-T-E-R.
Dude, I think all of our fans are so fucking tired of me and whoever the co-host is just cracking the fuck up over this one soundbite. If you're not cracking up every time, get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
Get the fuck out of here. Let's roll it.
All right, let's see what we got.
Ed, oh my God.
This is classic. Wait, pause it real quick. Just tell me if you've ever seen anyone like this or if you've ever been in this state. All right, continue.
Okay.
My hands. Susan, we're dead.
The fuck is happening to you?
Susan,
I know.
You're dead?
What?
You're dead?
Are we dead?
Yes.
Are we dead?
Yes. I'm the Grim Reaper.
Are we dead?
Dude, they don't even know.
What happened?
She just lays down and accepts it.
I mean, I think one is actually bleeding, huh?
What just... What's going on? Let it play. I think it's gonna go back. I think I have it on repeat. Okay, there we go. Perfect. We're dead.
I'm gonna fly all over my hands. Susan, we're dead.
The fuck is happening
to you?
Susan, we're
dead. Oh shit.
You're dead?
What?
You're dead?
Are we dead?
Yeah.
Are we dead?
Are we dead?
Yes.
She's asking,
I'm
like,
the Grim Reaper.
He is a Grim Reaper, you know?
Yeah.
Like,
are we dead?
They have no words. They're complete.
What happened?
And she just lays down.
How did we get here? I didn't know my time was coming.
Dude, it's so silent. It's so fucking silent. It's great. All right, let's go to the next one. Oh, dude. Just watch it. This is on an army base for all the audio listeners, and there's like a sand tornado, and you just see all of the Marines and the army motherfuckers just run into it.
That's that hardcore training right there, man.
You're a hardcore man.
Fuck Mother Nature.
Like, where are...
I eat that shit for breakfast or something. That ain't shit.
This ran into a fucking tornado, and you just see like a flock of them just start running.
Yeah.
They were probably in the middle of cleaning some shit, and they saw it. They're like, all right, bet.
It's like a bunch of kids in a candy store. They're just like, ah.
Yeah, yeah. Like a bunch of kids running out to like the new pool in the backyard. You just hear, so like happiness. All right, let's go to the next. Pause it.
Oh gosh.
Equal fights, equal rights.
Equal fights, equal rights.
Let's go.
Should we have a poll for this? Put a poll up for this video right here.
Hey, they both got boxing gloves on. They're both fighting. Hey.
This is what we're trying to get past in society. Equal.
I begin to pass out. Bro. Just wait for it. Damn.
Oh my gosh.
Dude, that was like a Mike Tyson uppercut.
Wow. At that moment, Karen knew.
She fucked up.
Okay, I don't know about this equal rights thing.
That's a little hard.
I begin to pass out.
And my head hit the wall. God damn, man. You didn't have to sleep for that.
Is there something in the background?
Yeah, it's TikTok. There's probably going to be like 50 audios in every background.
Let me hear it again. It's like... I begin to pass out.
Yeah, it's
and then I get knocked out.
And my head hit the wall. Boom. That's all over the comment section. Equal rights and the lefts. You didn't have to sleep the lady that fucking hard, bro. You put everything into that. You did like a Satyama punch.
Yeah. I think it's his manhood was on the line for a little bit.
Dude, that ain't no man. Like whenever you drop a chick like that,
yeah,
like dude, you could have like pulled your punch a little bit, yeah, man.
He was,
or just like keep blocking or some shit.
He was trying to taste some blood or something.
Yeah, that's dude, fucked up. Fucking it hit the ground right after that shit. KO. All right, on to the next. Pause it. Read that. I thought to say, you know how I told you it's funny that you're talking to Betts with your mom?
Yeah.
I picked this video just for you because imagine if you're in church and then you get just like a big fucking bet win.
Oh, dude. If it was like a $2,000 bet, I'd be like, yes. And they'll be like, what? And I'm like, yes. Like, get married. Yes, I agree. I approve. Come on, get married.
Yes, I'll receive the body of Christ, the body and blood. Yes, yes, the Eucharist. Yes, Jesus. Right, play it. Play it. Look at him.
Yes. The guy's like, damn, okay. Can I join?
Play. Just wait for it to play again. His initial reaction is great. He just found out. He's fucking shaking.
That dude's on one. Hit the fucking jackpot for sure.
I love how the randomness of these videos is leading up to the big C Don at the end. Oh, dude. Pause it real quick. So a little backstory to this. This lady, I don't know how this dude's boat ended up over there. Maybe he was fishing or something. His boat or his trailer was just getting fucked with this lady. Like, she would go over and bitch about it and, I think, like, go over and kick it and, like, take shit from it. Mm-hmm. So he got pissed off. And let's see. Let's see what he does.
So I'm guessing his boat is not by his house.
Get the fuck out of here, lady.
Yeah, this might be his property, separate property or
you're
some shit.
You're on camera touching my shit.
Fuck you. Oh, that's a Karen.
Yep, just watch.
Oh, Okay. Now that's an equal right right there.
You on my motherfucking property touching my boat, bro, or my trailer or whatever. And she's like, fuck you.
Get pepper spray like a motherfucker.
Dude, the silence and the pause right before is golden. They're just looking at each other, and you know she's looking at him like, unveil.
Oh, yeah.
Like, the pepper what, spray, like bitch, you really, you really gonna do that shit to me? Yeah?
You're on camera touching my shit.
Fuck you. No hesitation.
Don't fuck with my shit. Wow.
That's fucking great.
That's one way of doing it. She'll never forget that. Lesson learned.
On to the next. Okay. Look at that. Pause it. That's our man.
That's him.
He is now laying down in the elevators, treating it as his actual abode, as he always claims. So let's see what he has to say.
Okay, let's see.
Welcome to my abode, everyone. Welcome. Lieutenant to a Peace Days Chronicles, chapter 69, page 68. Lieutenant to a Peace Day. What is that ring on the rear of your book?
The president of the room.
It's a bomb, but it won't explode. But believe me, it's a powerful substance. Stay silent. If you'd all like to hear the sound Lieutenant Rapiste they made when the performance art of the wounded slayers getting pumped was just not loud enough. Stay silent.
What the fuck?
Sorry. Thank you all for listening. You have been educated by... Please have your tickets ready. They're done. Thank you.
Dude, wait, they don't know what to do.
I don't know what to do.
Okay, anyway, thank you for listening.
He's like, leave. Thanks, get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, I don't know if I can do this one again. That was too much.
It broke you?
That one did. That one did.
Dude, they're, the next podcast we do, he's evolved. This is actually like a week old. He's
going for some wild shit now.
He's insane. Him, you know that Infrabren guy that goes up and tries to convince people that he knows him?
At Walmart?
Yeah. Dude, he's visiting people's trailer parks now. Like trailer homes. He's going and knocking on people's doors and acting like that. And everybody's like, nobody's safe anymore. Like, you can get a knock on your door and then it'd be in for Brent. want some tuna juice. All right, let's go to the next one, if even is one.
Okay, I've got a couple things I want to show you. First of all, this big sword, I can now hold it straight out.
Hell yeah.
And such...
Get it, boy.
Second of all, I went to the woods and got three logs. One of them is going to be a staff, and I don't know what I'm going to do with the other ones.
Shit.
Okay.
Okay. What
some
the
skills? Hell yeah.
What the fuck?
Fucked it up a little bit there. That's about it.
What?
I love videos like this,
I've
man.
Got a couple things I want to show
okay,
you.
Okay, it was like it was
first
getting
all,
good, and then I was waiting for something crazy. And
nope.
Straight out.
No, that's it.
That's it.
He's just showing it.
Nothing else.
To you.
Just
and such.
Bada bing, bada boom, just like that.
Second of all,
he's wielding that. Like that has to be heavy.
Three logs. Yeah. One of them is going to be a staff, and I don't know what I'm going to do with the other ones.
Oh, you know, he's practiced that for
a
long time.
Or he's done this video like a million times, and he's just gotten better and better every time.
Okay.
It's like, God damn it, it's not good enough. I don't know what the fuck I'm doing. All right, I don't know if there's any more.
Okay.
Uh-oh.
After a dab rig.
Oh, gosh.
Yep.
God. Some milk.
God, man. Oh. Oh.
Wow. Dude, he needs some milk. big time. Oh my gosh. That ain't right. Ah.
You okay?
Coming back. 10 minutes later, you want another one?
Yeah. Yeah, if I yeah dude. Oh. No, 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 no. Yeah, pop, pop.
Oh, 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 oh,
oh. Oh, dude, it's putting so much force into it. It's like hurting himself. God.
Yeah, I can't.
Okay, okay, okay. Stop, stop, stop it. Enough. Oh.
Back to this.
Yeah.
One.
We can, no, we all can. Right, we can
this,
just.
This is where we get the polls.
The polls right here. Did he hit her too hard?
Yeah.
A little jab. Okay, bro. She jabbed your right arm, and then you give her a fucking 2-piece meal. Jesus, man. Well, that's it for the Gramps basement. How did you like the elevator one? And just wait. Wait for this next podcast.
That one just no words.
Dude, he's laying down, man. He's just so comfortable.
Laying down on public floor.
I think that's in New York too. Or Manhattan. Some shit. Imagine the griminess and the greasiness of that fucking dirty ass AIDS ridden COVID fucking virus floor. Amazing.
The monkeypox.
he's the fucking, I don't even know what I'm talking about. I'm so tired. So I got sent this the other day, and apparently this dude or fucking lady, I didn't really look too much into it because it just infuriated me so much. Wants to punish people for ghosting other people. So if you've ever ghosted someone, just ignored them or just done whatever, you could be actually put in heavy jail time. Like, they're not just trying to fine people. They're trying to put them in jail. Bitch, that's my God-given fucking right to ignore whoever the fuck I want to ignore. Because they're saying that it's causing emotional damage.
Emotional damage.
what do you think about this? Do you think... Dude, how fucked would you be?
I think...
If this was a thing.
Some people just need to... fucking have thick skin and grow the fuck up, because life ain't easy.
Yeah, dude, you can't just
like, you can't force somebody to talk to you.
Exactly, that's very well put. Like, if they don't want to talk to you, that's their fucking decision. Oh well, if you've been in like a 5-year relationship and then they stop talking, like, to you out of nowhere. Life's shitty, people are shitty, get over it.
I don't understand that law, because it's just like, if you force a person to, where's the excitement or anything that comes with that person really trying to have a conversation with you, you know?
Yeah, you're trying to. I don't even know. This guy is just butthurt.
Like, if that happened to me, I'd just be like.
It has happened to me. Hey. Like, I've been ghosted and I've ghosted people. Fucking get over it. Goes both ways. I probably ghosted you for a damn well good reason. And I probably got ghosted for a damn well good reason. Shit happens.
Yeah.
Life fucking sucks. It's awesome some days. Sucks the other. Get over it. Smoke a fucking joint. Drink some milk. Go for a fucking walk.
Take some fucking shots.
Yeah, dude. Take some shots.
Get fucked up. Oh, wow.
Don't do a whip it, though, because Kingsley had a bad experience with that story.
I didn't do any.
No. That story that you told the last podcast.
Yeah.
The whippets and them sounding like fucking demons.
Doing that, and it was just like, I was like, nah. I'm gonna keep whatever brain cells I have left.
I think I remember seeing in a diagram or something that shows exactly what happens whenever the whippet like goes up into the brain and how many like cells is just immediately killed off. Crazy, dude. That's kind of like whenever I was back in STM, because you know in STM. By the way, me and Kingsley have been friends for probably, I don't know how long, over a decade, since we were like sixth grade, seventh grade. We went to the same middle school, junior high. And I remember in like sixth or seventh grade, people were like smoking cigarettes and smoking weed, but it was the fake weed. And I remember, I don't know who the fuck it was. I just remember somebody telling me in seventh or eighth grade that they tried the legal shit. And they're like, bruh, I felt like I was sitting like on a bench in hell. and everything was on fire, and I was going through all of my past traumas, and I'm like, bro, what the fuck? That makes you want to do it again? Like, he was talking like he's just, that's just supposed to happen. Yeah. He's like, yeah.
That's a good vibe right there.
Yeah, but you know, I was chilling with the devil in hell. I was on fire. I could feel pain, but I couldn't feel pain. I was going through all my past traumas, but you know, here's the joint.
That dude was on cloud 666.
Dude, what is appealing about that, man? Fuck. That and fucking Whippets. Have you seen Steve-O in them Whippets?
No,
but dude,
I can only imagine that he does a lot from all the stunts and stuff that he does.
I mean, just listen to his voice.
Yeah.
He had a really big problem whenever he was documenting his whole life. During Jackass, he would document the Jackass part and the At Home part because he was obsessed with film. And there's so many videos and clips of him in the back of a truck, and it's just empty canisters everywhere, and he's doing like a fucking snow angel in them. It's insane. He had like his own personal cartridge, but
I think he's better now, huh?
He is. Yeah, he's completely sober. Yeah, he sounds great. I mean, he doesn't actually sound great because his voice is fucked up. But
he's doing better.
Yeah, he looks great, and he's doing stunts now, like completely sober. Because you know, he started off as a clown. He went to clown school, so that's how he started off with like knowing how to do crazy shit.
Yeah,
yeah. And then I wanted to just play the news video. Scroll up a little bit, because I want to know what the fuck they're even talking about.
Let's play. Are you ready for this?
I don't know how they're going to justify it. Let's just go. Let's go.
See.
Ghosting. The act of abruptly cutting off contact with someone without giving that person any warning or explanation for doing so can really mess with someone's head. According to therapists, ghosting can hurt so much because it's human nature to assume we did something to deserve the silence. Experts believe that what hurts most is not the length of the relationship, but the potential a person sees in a connection. And
you see what they're doing right now? They're trying to build up the whole emotional aspect of it.
If someone has struggled with self-esteem in past relationships, getting ghosted can lead them down a rabbit hole of questioning their own worth. It's important to remember
ghosting has nothing
to do with you. And this whole idea that whomever ghosts you is protecting your feelings because they assume honesty will hurt more than silence, it's completely wrong. It's their own comfort. What can you do if a ghost returns? Men's Health advises you to proceed with caution. Be direct about your feelings.
Is this just what ghosting is?
Never pretend like everything is
okay. Are they going to talk about the fucking law?
Give a ghost the green or whatever to pull this shady move again down the road. Like I said,
they're probably going to lead up to it.
But I was never a fan of Casper the Friendly
Ghost. Or I guess it was just them saying how bad it is. And then the article is just about why they're doing the law.
Here, so. Can you skim over that and give us a few points? Just what the who?
Let's see.
Pause that bit.
If you don't holler back in the Philippines, you may soon be breaking the law. Ghosting, defined as when someone cuts off all forms of online and phone communication, can activate the same pathways in the brain as physical pain.
Who does it say who is trying to put it into act? Do you see a name or anything, or is it just like an organization? Because honestly, this is the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard in my entire life.
I don't know, but they're saying the penalty isn't going to be that heavy. So,
So why even try for any of it?
So basically, if you do break the law, you'll just do like community service or something.
Bro, dude, that is so fucking ridiculous. No, that's an actual bill? What? Just... What the fuck?
Bro, we're living in a...
Get over it, man. God damn. Does it say anything else important?
It's only applied when two people are dating.
Okay.
Or living together.
Still doesn't really make a difference.
So if you're together and you, I guess if you're together and you ghost your partner, that that counts because you should be able to be more involved with your partner.
Yeah, but that's not a that's not against the law to be a shitty person.
Yeah. Hey, I guess
God, that's
trying to come in and be Cupid.
make
sure the arrow sticks in and they actually fulfill the destiny.
I think that the guy or girl who is imposing this law or trying to impose this law is butthurt because they got ghosted because of their shitty fucking attitude.
Probably so.
I'm going to send this clip to him. Try to fucking sue me. I've ghosted so I should be locked the fuck up right now in solitary confinement.
2 months later, Chris, you're being sued.
Yeah, you don't.
The Philippine government.
Yeah, 4 months go by, no podcast, and then there's like an update video 6 months later. Life in the Philippine jail, life in Philippine prison, and then there's like a thumbnail of you and me in like jail outfits because they figured out that you've ghosted people too.
Yeah, it'll be a win-win for them. They got you because you caught them out, and they actually got you, and then free advertisement for showing their shit.
Dude, I guarantee you anybody who's mad about this ghosting law has done it themselves and they're a fucking hypocrite. I guarantee you. And I'm assuming the fuck out of it. Because that's true shit. There's no way there's one person on earth that has maintained every single relationship that they've ever had. Unless they only talk to like one fucking person. But even then, if you talk to one person, you need to get fucking tired of them and ghost them. See, it's just such a subjective law. Like, it's not objective at all. It's like, what time frame does ghosting happen at? Like, how long? How short? Like, what can be, like, no communication? A little bit? Texting? Not it's fucking retarded.
I think
I'm not supposed to say that. It's
the only way to
2022.
To win this. Is to I know some people are like this. Is to make sure your sign is compatible.
All right, dude, get the fuck out of here. Dude, that video was so fucking funny. The one that I showed you. Remember the guy was like, the girl was like, "Oh my god, you're such a Sagittarius or whatever." And then the guy's like, "Yeah, I am a Sagittarius." She's like, "Really?" He's like, "No, I'm not. I'm a fucking Gemini." And everybody's like, "Oh, it's so easy. I need you to try that out because I guarantee you it'll work every single time. Just go with it and be like, yeah, okay, I'm a Cancer. Yep. Oh my God. Yeah. No, I'm not. Fucking Gemini, pussy. But yeah, I'm a Gemini. Hit me up. Don't hit me up though. I'm taken. But
he is. She will soon be on one of the episodes. So
she wants to be on the Dream Journal. So that's a perfect segue into this. I was going to do a dream journal, but I mean, we're kind of short on time. It's fucking late and we're tired of shit and I'm still hungry because that McGangbang didn't really fill me up. But Icy wants to do the dream journal stuff with us. And for this segment, I'm gonna do like an interactive story type thing on Instagram. I want y'all to send in y'all's Let's see. I want you to send in y'all's worst nightmare and your worst and your best dream. Or not your best dream. Let's be a little bit more specific. Your most vivid dream. How about that? So most vivid dream and your worst nightmare. It can be anything.
This should be interesting.
So I'll set up some stories or whatever to where you can submit it. On Instagram, you can go to our website, www.brokenocklife.com, to submit a form. It'll go straight to our email, DM, do whatever. Thank y'all for listening. Thank y'all for watching. Remember to like, comment, subscribe, and get Kingsley to 20K. Actually, get him to 51K because Rigel said he wants to get to 50K. So we got to stay ahead of the curve. But yeah, oh shit, you know what we fucking forgot to do? But we're going to do it anyway because it's the outro. I was supposed to do this in the intro, but the outro can do it better. It's the deck attack with the Mac at the back of the sack.
I'm getting there.
You'll get it one of these days. It's Nights, Tides on SoundCloud.
Thank you.